Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Aloha and happy Friday,
Hi.
Everyone.
And
Hi.
Happy late birthday to Dale Shear.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy belated birthday, Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
let's just
you.
Pretend it's today. Why not?
No, we don't need to do that.
Oh,
I'm not going
okay.
over it again.
Yes,
I had
but
a weird
we're
going to
make it a good day. A good birthday,
sure.
belated. You're special.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I'm sure
you
got tons
you.
Of messages on your birthday.
I did from Facebook.
Awesome.
I got clear over 100 from my cousins and relatives and everything, you know, and
lots
people
of friends.
I don't, you know, a lot of people from Hawaii, all sorts of wishing me happy birthday. It was wonderful.
I love Facebook. Doesn't that make you feel good on your birthday when all those people, you know, that they were thinking about you? What a great feeling.
Yeah. I still
got
to answer a few back.
100, that's a lot.
Well, I was going to say something about Facebook that's interesting. A lot of is that when you look over the ones that say that their birthday's coming up, I realized something that when you have enough friends, you can fill up the calendar. I mean, you could literally do it. You could even February 29th, I mean, you go through it, you're going to find somebody that's born on every day, you know. So.
That's interesting.
I don't understand, John. Explain it to me.
Okay. All right. When you look, here's what happens. You get notices on Facebook from people that have birthdays that are coming up, who has a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that you can look at the calendar, complete calendar, to see who has what birthday.
Yeah. Sweet.
And what I'm
okay.
saying
Johnny,
is,
you're breaking up. A little bit. I can understand
okay.
you, but it's like every
right.
other word
what I'm
breaking
is
breaking up.
That, what I'm saying is that I'm able to fill up the calendar. I have one for every day.
I don't understand.
I have a friend for every day. I have at least one person for every single birthday, day of the year on a Facebook.
Barbara, what is he trying to say that I don't understand?
Well, I think that no matter who you are, there's somebody out there who, no matter who you know, you're going to know somebody who has a birthday every single day of the year if you have enough
right.
Facebook
yeah.
friends.
On Facebook, the calendar, the Facebook friends that I have filled up the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Understand?
That's cool.
Even on the 29th of February, which is falling on not very many months, right, Johnny? Because there's 28 days
right.
in February, but sometimes there's 29.
Yeah, leap year. Yeah, they sleep year.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we start
okay.
with the news of some wild things going on, Johnny?
What's the wild
okay,
thing
girl.
Going on to you, Johnny, in the world right now?
I think it's the thing about Kate Middleton. Did you hear about that?
How
yes.
did he know that?
Yes.
We were thinking that, Dale.
Yes, we're talking about that.
That's
and,
so sad.
I started to do research on that. I've had several friends who've had abdominal or actually the name is stomach cancer. And most of them do not live very long, within 6 months to a year, even if they catch it early. I was looking it up, and it said the 5 years is the max that they would live. 5 years.
Is this
and,
what she has?
Right. She has abdominal stomach cancer. If you notice how much weight she lost.
A
I
lot.
Almost started crying. I just felt so bad for her and what she has to go through. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And, you know, but whenever the good Lord decides to take you, they decide to take you. We can just do a lot of prayers for her, and that's the best we can do.
In my mind,
I think the start that's really sad is everybody was thinking the worst about William. They kept thinking that he was having an affair and or something to that
effect.
Well,
you don't know that he wasn't. You don't.
Yeah, you don't know.
It was prior to that. Yeah, prior to that, there was word out that he was. But we don't know. You know, we don't know. These conspiracy theory people drive me nuts. I mean, it's just like they make up things that just don't exist until they hear the facts.
But if he was having an affair, he probably is not now because he would be guilt-ridden.
No. Yes, he's probably freaking. Can you imagine, though, the father, his father has cancer. She has cancer. He has children. And then he's supposed to be taking over the king spot. It's really pathetic.
But he is the king right now.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah. It's really pathetic.
What do
Barbara,
you think people are thinking, like, say, Meghan? Do you think she's just thinking, oh, well, my kids are two spots closer maybe to the throne?
No. No, not at all. No. I think the brother feels bad for his brother. I feel that he wants to be in contact with his father and his brother and wants to see him through. And that may happen. That may be a situation that could occur. Like I said, I'm not a world predictor. But it's sad. It's sad with what's
well,
going on.
Well, that's not really
world
predicting, though. That's not really world predicting. World predicting is like the economy. World, I mean, if you're talking about like a family.
That's not true, Johnny. World predicting is anything in the world that grabs your attention that you can predict on.
All
anything,
right.
You know? It doesn't matter. It's just that the brother, I'm sure he feels bad. I'm sure the wife feels bad. Hey, it doesn't matter if you don't like somebody or you hate them. When they have cancer, it's you know, you got to feel for them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But Barbara, on the good side, you said you had a crazy wild day. What happened?
Ha ha ha! You added those adjectives. I just am so happy.
And wait, before
you
say it, before you say it, after the show, I want to give you a slight call for a little bit, and that'll be it, if that's okay.
I would love that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm so blonde again, you guys. It's not that big of a news. Yes, I didn't even get my hair colored. I was going brown, by the way. For 6 months almost, I didn't color my hair because she burned at the last person. So I found a new salon in HB, Huntington Beach. I went there. It was fabulous. I was pampered. I feel great. I came out with this most gorgeous blonde, baby blonde hair. I feel like a brand new woman.
You got to send me a picture.
Okay.
I gotta see what it looks like.
By the way, I know you probably saw this, but I posted that I'm negative. I'm over the COVID. And the funny thing when I posted the test results that says I'm negative, people thought that I was supposed to be a pregnancy test.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
That's a pregnancy test. Why? Do they think that you got somebody pregnant or something, Johnny?
No, it was just somebody.
No, they just said it's negative. And then
just somebody stupid.
Yeah.
He said that he's you know, doesn't have COVID anymore, which is great. Okay,
that's
go ahead,
wonderful.
Barbara. You were talking. I want to see a picture of your hair. I'm dying to see a picture.
Well, since you guys are so Facebook-oriented, I will then post it there.
Okay. That'll be pretty.
Okay.
And what else happened today for you?
I'm so excited because I was just becoming the model that somebody would expect that they hired, which will be tomorrow. They're hiring me for to completely have a makeover, a facial makeover, doing whatever they need to do beside, of course, not surgery, but whatever they can do to make me look super gorgeous. I'm getting it done carte blanche tomorrow at the Four Seasons Hotel as the model under the needle, I would call it. I'm making that one up for the Botox. And you know what? I'm fine. The world, see me do it. I'm getting the Botox. I'm getting the fillers. Let's see the before and after and see what happens. And I'm excited because I'm the model, meaning the model gets it carte blanche. And I'm doing that tomorrow, you guys. So here I am, blonde, and perfectly blonde. All I need to do is do my nails, and then I will be the blank canvas that they will be expecting tomorrow. At 6:30 a.m., I need to be up in Beverly Hills tomorrow from HB.
You're not gonna make your lips bigger, are you?
It's not about bigger for me. It's about a little here, a little there to kind of contour, shape, make it look like you're actually smiling all the time, maybe, whatever they're doing. But no, it's not about plumping up your butt and your boobs and, you know, sucking in this and that with surgery. It is about little, it's just little nips and tucks non-surgically to see what can you do without surgery to just look fresher, look alive.
Oh.
Yeah, look
you
refreshed.
Need to tell me about that because I'm going to get the fillers on my the side of my each of my lip. So I'm going to get those in a week or two.
Yes, I will tell you. I'm getting it tomorrow.
Can you take a picture of before and after?
Yes. They've already even done all of the before. Before photos have already been taken. I don't know. I'll show you, but I don't know if I want to show the whole world. This is really for surgeons and nurses of the world. It's not for the general public to just come and watch me get this done. It is really a learning service for those individuals. But I'm the one getting benefited here because this stuff, literally thousands, not hundreds, thousands of dollars worth of stuff I'm getting tomorrow done to me.
I know. And it's wild. It's exciting. It's everything. It's everything you can dream of. You know, I look younger. You know, I look anywhere from 15 to 20 years younger in general.
Mm-hmm.
It runs in my family.
Right.
And I got a picture of my cousin who, she looks about 15. And she's in her 70s. And anyway, it just runs in our family. So the only thing I really needed and I wanted was the fillers for the lips. And I don't know. Can you get an allergic reaction to that?
No,
kind
no
of a little
allergic
scared.
Reaction. But they have to be careful because they could hit like a vein or the person who's doing it really has to be knowledgeable about where the body's veins are and the nerves to avoid those areas. Because, yes, you could run into problems if they hit one of those veins.
Why? What could happen?
Oh, you know what? It could rupture and your whole nose could turn blue because from the lips to the nose, there's running a lot of veins. And vein could be hit and go up to your nose, and then your cartilage could die. And anything with the nose.
That doesn't sound too good.
No, dying cartilage and nose veins goes to the eyes, which can cause blindness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't know if I want to do it.
That's why you need to go to the top of the top. And this is nothing you should be messing with, people out there. Make sure that your surgeon is board certified and the RN whoever is doing the injections is under their supervision. No Groupon, people. Do not do Groupons. Don't do all of that. You have to know board-certified company you're with. You have to make sure of that.
I'm going to check on that tomorrow.
Yes.
There is a lady that I thought about trying to get on as a guest. She's had more plastic surgery than anybody in the world. But the thing is that she looks good. You know, it actually looks good. And she basically, what she does is she gives people advice on what to do, like what you were saying about, you know, where to actually go, who to speak with, you know, what kind of doctor to get, that sort of thing.
Sure. You don't have to try. I'm sure
my doctor,
come on.
The doctor I have, and I hope I'm going to use, I'm going to check tomorrow, he's a dermatologist, but he also, in Beverly Hills, did eye, nose, throat, face, everything. So keep in mind, right, you know, by my lip, maybe it's a quarter of an inch on each side. That's all that needs to be done. And what do they fill it with? What do they do?
There are so many different things on the market, and I am not the expert about it yet. But after I do this, because I know what I am doing, it's the full package. They're also pushing the product, and their product is all about the product goes into your body and makes your body produce more collagen naturally. It is all about nature and working with nature, with science. So I said, okay, I'll do it since you're going that approach. I like that approach, the more natural, and let's work with nature, let's rejuvenate, because at 30 years old, do you know that your body does not keep producing collagen?
No, I didn't know that.
And if you do something like this, though, it reignites that, and then it starts producing it again.
Well, I'm definitely going to call my dermatologist and ask if, you know, they've had any problems or anything like that.
Yes.
Definitely going to find out and find out if one of the board certified guys is going to do it.
Good, because you know what?
I got
lazy on that, Dale. I got lazy on that for a while because I've been doing Botox for literally 30 years. And
you're talking Botox, though.
Yeah, but still, I started getting lazy on it and taking coupons and stuff and doing it that way. And this lady almost closed up my entire throat to where I couldn't swallow. Forget about ballroom dancing and keeping my head up and sharp movements for the tango dance. Forget about that, okay? I could hardly swallow.
What, a Botox?
Yes, because she shot up my neck so much. She put 100 cc's just in my neck, which was supposed to go throughout my whole entire face and neck. And so that was 3 months of hell where I could hardly even do a sit-up. I couldn't even lift my head up.
You're scaring me. But this is not what I'm doing. Is not. It's
yeah, but they're going to be doing Botox and fillers. That goes hand in hand.
No. I'm just getting fillers.
Okay. Fillers should be fine, just if they do avoid all the nerves.
I said, I didn't want Botox. So fillers, they just, what do? They stick a needle into the area, and then what?
Under the main skin layer, they go under, and it fills up like, what your body has already gotten rid of, your fat, how it dissipates with age, they just fill it up with what you had before. So they're not going to give you more than you had before. They're just going to fill up what you've lost. That's what you're looking for.
Okay. And I want to find out, I'll have to find. So
board certified.
That should be okay, right? Does that take long for them to do?
No, you'll probably be in and out of that room in 20 minutes.
Okay, and I want to find out, can you get an allergic reaction to it? It's not Botox.
I'm not really sure about the allergic reaction. No, I don't know about the filler allergic reaction. So just keep asking your questions. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It's your body.
No, I'm going to
pace.
I can't call tomorrow. It's Saturday. So I got to wait, you know.
Some are open on Saturdays.
I don't think my doctor is, but we'll see. Anyway, do we have any calls, Johnny?
Yes. Linda, you are live on the air with Psychic Nails here.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I very much appreciate it. Hi.
Yes.
Hi. My question is in regards to a future move. I've grown dissatisfied with where I'm at, and I'm looking for a change of scenery, something lush and green with a lot of trees. And I don't really have a location in mind, nor
do I have a
departure date. Well, right
where
now
are
I'm
you
Texas.
Living? Hello? Texas. Okay.
I'm in Texas right now.
Do you want to go out west, or do you have an idea?
Well, I 2 years ago, I toured up, I went from Texas all the way up to North Carolina, and just thought that area was gorgeous. I'm thinking Tennessee, which I've never been to, and I was just hoping for some guidance, some spiritual feedback, some details about things that I need to consider regarding this move.
Well, what's wrong with North Carolina?
Not a thing.
My gut feel
was gorgeous.
Okay, it is. What type of work do you do, sweetie?
I work as an alternative healer. So I literally work on Zoom. And I can see clients anywhere.
Do you do alternative healing on Zoom? I'm curious.
Well, I do a modality called the Compassion Key, and I just meet with clients on Zoom.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but you heal people on Zoom?
Yes, I can work with people on Zoom, and I can also do distance healing such as Reiki and Theta healing and different other types of modalities. I don't need to be with a person one-on-one.
Okay, that's new to me. I haven't heard of that, but that sounds very interesting. So I would definitely say, North Carolina would be great for you. I feel that it's cheap there. You can live there very comfortably, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's up to you when you want to move. You know, it could be any time. Probably you're better off moving in the summer or fall and, checking it out. But I do know that North Carolina, I think they have some tornadoes or hurricanes. You might want to check that out.
Okay.
But that's the area I see that you would be doing quite well in, and it would be very, very, very enjoyable.
Okay, well, I really had loved North Carolina, all the vegetation and the water. It was gorgeous.
It is. It's very gorgeous. When I was there, I just absolutely loved the place. It's wonderful. But thank you for your call. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Johnny, do you have another one?
No, but I'm going to give out the number. The number is 516-531-9874. Some people I talked to said they might call, so So I did advertise. I promise you, I did.
Dale.
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off, Johnny. Well, do you know the lady who was talking about moving to different places? I think I caught that she was maybe thinking of Tennessee. Did you know I lived there for 6 years in Nashville, Tennessee?
No.
I did, yes. Me, the Pacific Great Northwestern girl. I did. When I was 18, I got a job as a flight attendant, and I said, wherever, just take me away. And I plopped right down in Nashville, didn't know anybody, and I ended up living there for 6 years. I was a flight attendant for many years, and then I became a model, and then I moved to L.A. So I love Nashville. Nashville is a great place to live, although it's probably expensive nowadays because it boomed, you know. Well, how do you feel about Nashville? I'm wondering, Dale.
I've never ever been there. So I just don't know. You know, I don't, neither here nor there. But if you like it, I guess it's great, you know, but I've never lived there. I've never been to the South. I've been halfway across the United States. I mean, you know, up and back or from New York, New Jersey, you know, east, west. But, and I've been in North Carolina because I work with Peter Hercos and we did in Devotion, North Carolina, and I loved it.
Is that where he was from?
No, my teacher, which was Peter. Dr. Andre Poharich, he was from Devotion, North Carolina. He lived on a ranch. He lived on the Rockefeller's ranch. It was quite interesting. Anyway, let me go to a couple of other topics in the news that I found quite interesting. Did you hear about Trump, or have you heard about what's going on with the latest on Trump?
Only a couple of days ago, to where he is having a hard time coming up with the money to pay what he owes to the court.
Okay. Well, the latest that I read and saw on TV, which I'm really not sure of, but he said he had the money, all of it, and now he's going to open up a stock market thing for himself. He's going to name it Trump something, and he's going to do stock market. You know, what's her name? I can't think of her name. The one who went to jail. No, the cook that went to jail, the pretty, you know, the lady.
The cook.
Johnny, you know, the...
I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
She went to jail. She's real famous. I just can't think. I can look up real cool and find out who she is. It's bothering me now. I hate when I can't remember something.
Are you talking about somebody who's trying to sue him? Or involved with him?
No. He's going to open up a stock market, you know, thing. Oh, gosh, I can't think. I don't know. Talk for a moment while I look on YouTube and find it.
Let's see.
I'm wondering, Johnny, if she's talking about that really bad guy who killed himself in jail or apparently...
No, this is a woman. A woman.
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Paula Deen?
No.
mm-hmm.
No, it's... God. The famous cook that she's been all over TV and stuff like that.
I know who you're talking to, Martha Stewart.
That's it. She was in jail. I was just watching a thing on her. And she was in jail, and she opened up a stock market thing. It's why she went to jail. She opened it up, and she pulled her money out, and that's why they put her in jail, because you're not supposed to do that. You have to wait 6 months or a year before you have to do that. And she did it. And that's why she ended up going to jail. For
I get
six
it.
Months,
I
four
get
months.
It now. I get it now. Okay. So
that's what Trump is
going to
do.
He's going to do
yeah,
it.
Trump is.
You know, I have a feeling, Dale. Do you feel that Trump, he's going to be okay? Because he's always okay. He always finds a way somehow. Some way.
I feel eventually, yeah, I feel he'll be okay for now. But eventually he'll go down, you know. But the man is extremely unique in the sense that he makes lemonade out of lemons. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what
right.
I meant. That's what I mean. That's why he's always okay. He'll always find a way because of that.
But he has so many charges against him that I don't know. But I think he thinks he's going to make all his money back on the stock market thing, and he very well may. But people, I don't think the average person should invest in it because that's what happened with, what was her name again?
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down, and you could lose your butt, you know. So, you know, if he decides to pull out money, you could lose your butt. So, that thing. Oh,
very
the other thing that I wanted to say is, Barb, I've been thinking about the cruise ship, the Princess Cruises,
yes.
And maybe not going only for the sake of the fact that I have my dog. I don't want to be away from him for 30 days. I don't know. It just seems like it's a long time. You know, it's a long time.
Okay.
So
if you're gonna
I don't
your
know.
Dog
I'm not
run the show, really, basically, that's what it is. Because you can get
yeah,
a person to take care of him.
Right, right. So that's a maybe. I don't know. And I can't just put him in a kennel. I just saw on TV where someone put their dog in a kennel and it died. And I had a dog die in a kennel, too.
Oh.
So I'm just not, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But that's that. I'm not going to, I'm probably not going to do it. But,
no, do it on your own
other,
term.
Yeah. There's there's something else that's happening that's kind of good that I'm hoping for. My teacher's, the manager, Stephanie Herko, she does all the movie stars that there is. And she takes the older ones and makes them really famous. And she's done this for years. And, like, you know, Diane Ladd, which is, you know, Laura Dern's mother, and just a lot of people, you know. Anyway, I came up with this great show idea for two of her clients. And I wanted to do a cooking show with two of her friends that were black. And I wanted to do a cooking show and basically have, God, I'm having a hard problem. I'm getting interference in the brain right now. Okay. The cooking show would be basically two or three people, and there would be a kitchen, and some stars would be invited, some movie stars and stuff like that. And then they would be interviewed, and they would show how they make their best dish. And we would talk about, I wouldn't be a part of that, but we would talk about their dish, and they'd have coffee, and it'd be a morning show, and it'd be, good morning, turn on the lights, you know, that type of thing.
I like it.
And then the person who's the host would take them, you know, in by the bar stool after the kitchen and take them all over the place into the front and talk to them. Now, they could have their mother do the cooking. They can have their grandma do the cooking. They can have their cook do the cooking. And then we would see the recipe and what they're cooking about. And it wouldn't be so much interviewing on what show they're doing next week, but it's mainly, you know, about cooking. And, you know, they could promote a little bit, but not much.
They don't have to. They don't have
Pardon
to
me?
Because it's they don't have to. If they're already there cooking, people will be interested in them, and then they'll search them out. So they don't really have to promote themselves too much on the actual cooking demonstration thing that you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I was talking about. So Stephanie registered this, registered the show, and they're going out and having someone pitch it. So we'll see what happens to the Food Network. So we'll
oh,
see
that's
what happens.
Exciting.
Cause that, yeah, I'm not going to be on it, but I would be, you know, part of the promoters and creative talent. So I would make some money doing that. So I'm
that's
hoping
cool.
that that will happen.
I have
I feel like it.
Story.
Huh?
I have a bring your best dish story, which is short. Okay. So there was some kind of ladies event, and I told one of my girlfriends, hey, everybody's going to bring their special meal. Make your best dish. I kept saying best dish. Along the way, she got a loss. And she's like, I need to bring my best dish. Yeah, the best dish. Your best dish. Bring that. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that. Okay. They brought their best China dish with no food in it. They were foreign. They were German. They didn't understand what that meant.
So when
we Americans say your best dish, you know, your best, that could be your lasagna or whatever, your chili, whatever. They literally
You need to say, you need China. To say your best food dish.
I know. When it comes to this person, I know, but isn't that funny how it got lost in translation?
I would say so. What is your best dish, by the way, that you could make?
Man,
like say I had
so good.
Say I had you on the show.
Yeah. Say well, I'm there. Oh my gosh, I am so good at so many things. I'm gonna have to say what my daughter loves the most: my meatloaf.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's hear how you would make that real quick.
Okay. Well, I put an egg, I do turkey meat, meatloaf, I do use
mm-hmm.
garlic, fresh garlic,
mm-hmm.
a lot of onion, and I like the onion to not be chopped finely. I like big chunks in that turkey meatloaf. I do
mm-hmm.
a fabulous glaze with brown sugar. I also use soy sauce in that glaze. Soy sauce, brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, and the glaze. And then I put ketchup in the glaze. I also put ketchup in the body of it with Worcestershire sauce, too, a little bit of barbecue. It's very simple. It's just I think the way the reason it tastes so good is because I have that extra, the love that goes into it, and just I look at it. It's not going to be dry when I look at it because I look at it and I just know when it's done.
Well, you know
what?
What
about you, green pepper?
Oh, I'll tell you in a minute. You would be great to be on the show. You know, as a guest. So if
you're
we
not
get
tooting
the
my
show,
horn,
I'm
going
to talk to. My people, and see if you can go on and make your meatloaf dish.
Okay.
And then on the left, we would put the recipe. you know, on what it is.
Yes.
And then she would take you, the host would take you by the bar stools in the front, and you sit down, and you talk about your life a little bit.
Can I make my baked chicken instead?
Well, how long will that take? Tell me about your baked chicken.
Okay, 30 minutes.
This is crazy.
Okay,
my
baked chicken is different. Okay, I do the spices, and then I clean it, and I also clean the chicken with lime juice. Clean it. Clean, clean, clean chicken. Leave the skin on. Then I dry it so it's not wet. Then I just rub it and mix it into the seasoning that I have made in a bowl. Roll it and roll it in that.
What is the seasoning?
Oh, okay. It's all a bunch of seasoning. Just put in there. Okay, I cannot get into that right now, Dale. Dale. But
okay.
I want to tell you my secret thing. Okay, 30 minutes. Flip it, 30 minutes more. Okay, the last 10 minutes, you pull it out, and then you put butter on each chicken piece. And then you pop it back in, and then 400 degrees, 10 more minutes. And that butter, that's what's going to make it so crispy and irresistible. And my daughter, she can't even stand. She'll eat the whole package of chicken drum legs. And I'm like, okay, make sure you save it. Well, there's only two left, Mom. Oh, that'll be great for lunch tomorrow. I'm not kidding. It's so delectable. I think I should make my chicken legs on your show.
Okay. Well, it won't be my show, but it'll be good morning. Turn on the lights. You know, something like that. Anyway, you realize one thing. I did do a cooking show before. And on the cooking show, you have to make it the night before and, you know, show what it looks like. Because when you actually make it, there's no cooking time. You have to pull it out of the oven, and the one from yesterday will appear, and that's the one that you'll use.
Okay, great, because I already have the footage. I already have made all the footage recently. It's already done. I'm a done guest. Done. Boom. Done.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then she'll set you down, and the girl will talk to you. You can talk about the Playboy thing or anything else you want to talk about, being a model or whatever, you know?
Manifesting my destiny would be a good subject.
A what?
Manifesting my destiny.
No.
Okay.
You have to go into the reality of the situation.
All righty.
But that's okay. On some of the stuff you've done. Anyway, my favorite dish, I'll tell you real quick, I'm not going to be on the show, but my favorite dish is like a chicken or a veal parmesan. And how I do that, it's very simple. I've made this for so many people, and they just die. It's just delicious. You take, a thin piece of chicken, not real thin, but you can pound it, and season it the way you want, and then take an egg and fry it up in the pan on both sides so it's, brown. And then you would take some tomato soup, 2 cans of tomato soup. I know that sounds crazy, but it really is delicious. You take 2 cans of tomato soup. But before that, I'm sorry, I'm missing something. You put some onions, bell peppers, mushrooms prior to all this, and then you would put the chicken in the pot, and then, you know, brown it, and then put tomato soup all over it, 2 cans on both, and then you would take it. Here's the key, Italian seasoning, and throw it all over the tomato soup, put 1/4 inch of water, and then you would take some mozzarella cheese and pour it all over the chicken and wait till it bubbles and it's nice and it's good. It takes about 20 minutes. And there you have it. Chicken Parmesan or veal Parmesan.
I love it.
You can put some Parmesan cheese.
You know why? Because, you know why? Thank you for that. It's crazy because my daughter's like, Mom, why don't you ever make chicken parmesan? Well, I never have. I've never thought that that would be easy. I would always think that would be hard.
It's very easy.
With your recipe, wow, and I love going into your cupboard and making something out of your staple items that you already have in there. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always
yeah.
the tomato soup.
You know, I've made this. I had a thing where for, you know, meet the psychic and have dinner with me. And I've made this, and then they can get a reading after. And I had charged for it, $150. That was including the dinner. So what I did was I made it for four people in Lake Tahoe. And I did this, you know, chicken parmesan. And do you know, the people bugged the heck out of me to know what kind of sauce it was. I was not going to tell them it was tomato soup.
Tomato
there was
soup.
No way in hell. No
Campbell's
way.
Tomato
no
soup.
Way. And you don't put water in the can. You just put the straight tomato soup and Italian
wow.
seasoning and a quarter a cup of water. That's it.
That's it?
You know?
Wow.
And, you know, for oil to brown the, you know, chicken, and you can add whatever seasonings you want, but let
right.
me tell you, it's so delicious. People thought, God, it was vodka, tomato sauce, or they were driving me crazy to know what the sauce was.
That's what I like about this. That's why I think the more simple, the better, and I passed your simple test, I think, because that's all I do is simple.
Simple.
Yep.
Yeah, I cook a lot. I love to cook, you know, so
yeah.
it's a lot of fun.
Well, because you make people happy
okay.
with it.
I make myself happy, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I love to cook. And I've been teaching my husband how to cook because of my knee thing. So I can't stand up that long. So I just tell him what to do and what I want, and that's it. And he's been coming up with some great stuff. That's why I was shocked yesterday about lobster. It's just like,
yeah, your birthday lobster was a womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. Okay. So, Johnny, what's going on? Anything?
Nobody, but, you know, I advertised, I guess we're having
okay,
a slow night.
Okay, that's weird, Johnny. That is weird. Okay. We usually have
yeah,
20 people
weird.
Lined up for
yeah.
Psychic Dale Shear.
So,
okay, but okay. everybody, let me give a shout-out with Psychic Dale Shear's phone number, 808-372-1816. So maybe people want to have a private reading. They're really
mm-hmm.
interested. They come on, they get a couple minutes, and it's great. And what Dale gives them is great. But if you out there, listeners, want a private session, then give Dale a straight call, straight to her phone number, which I just listed and I'm going to do again. And also, her link to her website is on the end of all of our shows, all of our Friday Psychic Night shows. Psychic Dale Shear, you can find her on Dale Shear's or DaleShear.com. DaleShear.com. DaleShear.com or DaleShears.com. Type it in wrong. It all works. I know you get a kick out of that, Dale. So
yes.
do it and tell them what they're going to get when they call for their reading and they hire you for, what is it, a 30-minute or an hour? What can they expect?
It's about, well, I'm not real crucial on time. But it's about 35 minutes, and I'll go into the past, present, and future. I'll never know where I am in time. If they want to send pictures to my phone, they can do that. And I'll tell them what I see in the future, you know, and then if they want to ask questions, there's no problem. I can answer the questions. The more specific the questions, the better. And I'll kind of leave it at that, you know.
Why, do you get
it's
a lot of
good.
Energy from the photograph?
Yeah, I do. I see right into the photograph.
How? Okay, you say you see the photograph. What happens to you?
I can't explain it. It's just a psychic thing. It's just, if you send me a picture of a boyfriend, I could look and, I don't know, I just see.
Ooh,
that's what a psychic does.
Are you offering this to me, Psychic Delshire, best girlfriend?
Anything is offered to you.
Aww.
Anything you want. Anything
maybe I'll
you
give
want.
You. Okay, what I'm going to do this week is randomly choose an ex-boyfriend and send you the photo because you don't know, is this my high school boyfriend? Is this the boyfriend in the 20s and 30s and the husband
no,
in the 40s?
No, but I don't do, it has to be a recent picture because when you take a picture of somebody, you'll notice it time locks the memory of the person. I mean, ooh, at that moment when you take the picture, there's the memory. So at that point, I go from there to the future. So it has to be something recent.
Is that the energy you're feeling from the photo?
I guess. You ask me questions I don't have answers to.
I
just
like
do what I do.
Your brain. I like picking your brain.
I know, but I can't answer that. I don't know.
At least you're.
I don't
you
know.
You are just you. You're honest. You don't know. Too bad, everybody. If you're not a psychic, you're just not one.
Okay, Barbara, you wanna let's cut the show that I can call you at home, and
okay.
I want to talk to you. That's okay.
Okay, everybody. This week, please promise yourself silently, promise me silently, and promise yourself that you will go to our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness on YouTube, and there you will find Psychic Dale Shear's wonderful meditation tapes that we offer to you free of charge. Make sure you utilize those because meditation is the best tunnel way to manifest your destiny. If you don't know what we're talking about, then you better tune in every single time we're on. Therefore, follow Life, Laughter, Happiness here on Blog Talk Radio to get all of your future updates on our shows, which are every Tuesday and Friday, like clockwork. So learn, live,
and Johnny.
Enjoy.
Johnny, try a little harder for next week to see if we can get.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't think you tried that hard. Anyway, okay. I'm going to say aloha to everybody, and I got to unplug here. Then Barbara, I will call you. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I will answer.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Good night.
Aloha.